Bonjour, bonsoir. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Gather in, children. All the children, tout moon, come in. Tout moon, vini. Everybody gather around. It's episode 5 of the Gifted Odons podcast, period. Hello, how y'all doing today? How y'all doing? What am I on tonight? I'm on the same shit that I was on the last episode. Matter of fact, y'all getting a double dose. So, I don't know. Let's just go ahead and start. Y'all know that I was watching The Dog Whisperer, which I fucking love him, okay? The dog, what is his name? Hold on, let me look up what the dog was. What is the Dog Whisperer's name? Cesar Millan. I like Cesar Millan, okay? Cesar Millan is a very good, what would this be called? What is he? Telepathic? Cesar Millan, Dog Whisperer, Cesar Millan. Let me see about him. I should have did some research about him before I got on here, just to know a little bit like more. But you know, he's known for his TV show called The Dog Whisperer. He runs a rehabilitation facility dedicated to treating dogs with behavioral issues. But the way that he does it is way different than I've seen. I've not seen anybody like him. And I think that this man is extremely fucking spiritual. What the fuck? Why I come over here? What in the fuck is going on? How the fuck does Queen Latifah know Cesar Millan? It says Cesar Millan's pit bull allegedly killed Queen Latifah's dog, then covered it up. Y'all, hold the fuck up. Let me... Yo. Why the fuck am I over here trying to praise this man? This is on TMZ. Let me get on this goddamn site and read this shit. I don't even like pit bulls. I don't give a fuck. I don't like pit bulls. I had one pit bull named Coffee, and we had to give her away. Not because she was bad. There was another dog that was next door to us that was trying to hop the fence to get her. And so we were just worried about that. And so we just ended up giving her away. But, yo, this damn pit bull done bought a promising Olympic star gymnast. What in the fuck? I'm trying to figure out how he can. According to the lawsuit, Queen Latifah brought two of her dogs to Caesar's Dog Psychology Center in Santa Clarita, California. She says Junior mauled one of her dogs to death, and Lydia claims Caesar covered it up by telling his staff to tell Queen Latifah the dog was hit and killed by a car. No, he fucking didn't. Hold on. So Lydia is one of his assistants that worked with Cesar Millan. Knew the pit bull named Junior had a history of violence, yet regularly allowed the dog to roam free. She says the dog had bitten several people and mauled several dogs, including one dog owned by Queen Latifah. It mauled the dog to death. What in the fuck? Okay, how do... What a way to start off the episode. Hey, y'all. So... Yo, I didn't know Queen Latifah... Okay, so, of course, I would assume that, you know, regular people like me, the average person, seeing the way Cesar Millan's show is, the way that this man has worked with these damn aggressive ass dogs and changed them for the better on TV, they would, you know, trust and invest in him to send their, you know, their pets there. Because like I was giving him praise about. Goddamn, I thought that nigga had the gift of gab. I thought these fucking animals was really out here changed out here. God damn it. He can't even change his own dog. Don't it be like that though? You have one child in your goddamn family that's abusing you and doing all these things. You know what I'm saying? You won't let nobody else do that damn shit to you, but this one child got you fucked up. Got just fucking your shit up. This is what I feel like is going on with this damn dog. Let me look at this goddamn lawsuit. This man dog done killed Queen Latifah. Lydia said the bite left him impaired, wounded, disfigured, and she continues to suffer physical and emotional pain. Wow, this is sad. For real, for real. You know, dogs being mauled. I don't know if y'all ever seen that shit. You know, like a smaller dog being mauled by like a really aggressive dog, like a pit bull. That shit looks horrific. Like, it looks like they're about to eat the dog to death. You know what I'm saying? What in the fuck? I was just about to give this man praise on how them dogs be fucking. I mean, he be working with snakes. Didn't he do an episode with like a jaguar or some shit? Like a fucking lion or something? Like, I cannot believe this. Boy, what the fuck? Y'all, hold on. I need to pause for a second because this got me all the way. This man got doggy books, all kinds of stuff. He on Disney Plus. This happened a week ago, y'all. I cannot believe. Yo. What? I'm shocked. Anyway, so I guess I ain't gonna really talk about him because, baby, what the fuck? I was not expecting the dog whisper. I'm like, okay, this man, for him to... So I'm gonna have to do a divination about this. Let's do a divination. Let's do a divination on this man and his gifts. And is he legit? Like, is this man legit? Because how the fuck do you got these damn animals being mauled in your care and you have this very violent dog that just won't stop fucking up? Okay, you know, usually they put down dogs like that. They're mauling people and mauling dogs, bit several people and mauled several dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how this dog has not been put down, honestly. But let me check into Cesar Millan. Like, is this man really gifted? Okay, and if so, what is his gifts? Is Cesar Millan really gifted? And if so, what is his gifts? Is Cesar Millan really gifted? So the first part I get is Two of Pentacles, which lets me know that it's a hit or miss with him. It depends. It's predicated on his well-being, his health. God damn it. My bad, y'all. Okay, so like I was saying. So I asked, was he really gifted? And I got the Two of Pentacles, the Six of Wands, and the Hermit card. So this lets me know that it's a hit and miss with him. And he does have more good responses than bad. But it really is predicated on his well-being as well. Now, if he's off, then the situation is going to be off. Him trying to heal a situation with a dog that needs healing or an animal that needs healing. Well, he's a dog whisperer, so yeah, dogs. A dog that needs healing is predicated on his well-being. And if he ain't all right, because I have the Page of Cups in reverse. And then I had a Six of Pentacles here. And so, yeah, that exchange, it's also very, very draining for him. What I see with the Six of Pentacles, it's very draining for him to do this job. I feel like he can sometimes become overworked, overbooked. And then, yeah, I have the Eight of Swords at the bottom of that. So, yeah, he can easily become overworked, overbooked when working with someone. But he is, I don't know how to describe this gift, but it's, I feel like with this Hermit card, it's a sort of like mirroring type of thing. Mirroring his energy, or either projecting a certain type of thought or ideology to the animal. That's what he does. Let's see more. Tell us more about Caesar Milan's gifts. Tell us more about Caesar Milan's gifts. Spiritual gifts. Tell us more about Caesar Milan's spiritual gifts. I also have this archetype deck that I'm going to pull. I have the Magician. The Ten of Cups. Oh no, the Ten of Pentacles. I mean, he does got it. I keep getting these pages, though. The pages is at the bottom of the deck. So the pages is letting me know that I don't think that he needs to study more about his craft. Like, I don't think that he even fully understands all of his gifts, really. He just kind of learns as he goes, but he doesn't really know everything himself, which just sounds a little crazy. Not really, because obviously if you have a dog that's not changing, then maybe it doesn't sound crazy. But there's some things that he's not really aware of regarding his gifts that he has not tapped into. And that causes a lot of conflict for him. I also feel that all of this is very new. The way that he's using this gift, this is a new way to use his gift. This is a gift that has followed him from a past life, but he's using it differently. I guess because it's with animals. Maybe he used to do this differently with people, like actual people. But in this lifetime, he's using it for animals. So that's what I get with this Magician card, the Ten of Pentacles, and the Five of Cups. Okay, so let me see this archetype deck. Let me see more about his gifts so we can move on. Don't want to be too long. Tell us more about Caesar Milan's spiritual gifts. And I feel that he's clairvoyant and telepathic, just intuitively. But let's see here. These big ass cards. Okay. Tell us more about Caesar Milan's spiritual gifts. Tell us more about Caesar Milan's spiritual gifts. I have the card for guide, king, and scribe. So he's really good for working with dogs that are stray, like lost dogs, lost animals, lost people. He is supposed to fix things. Yeah, he's a fixer. He's supposed to fix things. And that's his gift. This looks like the King of Pentacles. Enlightened, benevolent leadership, benefiting those in your charge. And with this scribe card saying preserving knowledge and information, like I was saying, he kind of learns as he goes. I don't think that there's anything set in stone for him when he's doing these tasks with animals. He literally is going with his own like intuition and his own type of king energy that he's used in his past life. This man has a lot of alpha male energy, a lot of dominant energy, and it's very interesting because he's like this short man and stuff like that, but his spirit, his soul, his heart is very much alpha. Very much standing 10 toes down, very much like a hunter. I feel like, yeah, like he probably was like a hunter in one of his past lives or something. Like he's very connected to the earth element. and the animal spirit. You know, why did he choose to go with the animal spirit in this lifetime? Why does he choose to work with animal spirits in this lifetime? Why does Cesar Millan choose to work with animal spirits in this lifetime? Seeker, God, engineer. And then I have the knight, loyalty, romance, honor. He loves animals. He loves the aspects of the animals, the characteristics of the animals, the loyalty that all animals have naturally. Thirst for, then I have the seeker card that says thirst for wisdom and truth wherever they are. Yeah, this is something that he learns as he goes. Like he, it's almost like he figured out something and he was just like, I'm going to go with it and trust it, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Cause when you have a gift, usually your ancestors, your spirits, they want you to go through with that gift. They want you to even make a living means off that gift. And I feel like this is what Cesar Millan did. But let me see here. I wish I had an animal spirit deck. I think that that would make these answers more clearer. Benevolence and compassion, recognize the internal force within yourself and others. He recognizes animals as beings as well, like that they're very, very important to life. And how can I say this? Almost like he recognizes their spirit and recognizes their importance. How people look over animals and they just like, it's just a dog, it's just a cat, it's just a whatever. He believes that he sees more of the purpose of their creation and how beautiful they are, like their spirit, like they have a spirit, you know what I'm saying? They come from God. They are also an extension of God. They're not just an animal that you should just, you know what I'm saying, abuse and tell them to go fetch or whatever the fuck. That they have feelings as well, you know what I'm saying? They have things that they go through. They have trauma. And he saw this as a business move as well, because I did not have the engineer. But this was just an idea that came to him. Ability to give creative energy, a practical expression, talent for designing resolutions to common dilemmas. This was what he came to do. I mean, how else can I describe this? Talent for designing resolutions to common dilemmas. People have badass dogs and people don't know what to fucking do with them. He felt like he was bringing a solution and that he could get paid for this gift that he had. What's at the bottom of this deck? Yeah, the knight. Interesting. So we're going to move on from, oh boy, because baby, what should I ask about this Queen Latifah situation, child? How does Queen Latifah feel about this man letting her dog get murdered in his damn care? How does Queen Latifah feel about Cesar Millan allowing her dog to get murdered in his care? She's pissed. I feel like she's struggling on how she want to take this, how far she want to go with this. I feel that there is a story that has been told to her regarding. I know that the thing on TMZ says something about, her being told that her dog was hit by a car. But there's also another story that they're now telling her. So maybe a week ago they told her something, but now like they're getting the lawsuit going or whatever. They're starting to switch up their story, and I think that she's kind of like, okay, not really changing her stance or giving him any leeway, but it's like, she's an animal lover as well, is what I'm getting. Like, Queen Latifah is an animal lover as well. And that she's trying to understand the mindset. Because for her to even bring her dog to this man, you know, to bring an animal to a psychologist, you know what I'm saying, to an animal psychologist, is that she has a deeper feeling and love for animals. You know what I'm saying? And she's trying to not really be mad at that dog, especially knowing about the history of the dog and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like a struggle for her. The Nine of Wands, the Empress, the Seven of Cups, the bottom of the deck is Five of Swords. So yeah, she definitely wants to get her money though. Let me see what will happen with this case for Queen Latifah. What will happen with this case for Queen Latifah? I'm low-key a little nervous because I don't feel... Hold on, Okay, she is going to be compensated. Okay. But she... It's not going to solve what she's been... what she feels, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to change anything. It's not going to help her and make her feel better. I have the Eight of Cups, the Three of Pentacles, and the Hermit. She's going to be very, like, she's really, really hurt. Really, really sad. And this money, it's almost like she's suing him because, oh, that's what you do. You sue. But she really don't care about the money. She's really, really upset. Okay, she's really, really upset. So how does she feel about Cesar Millan? Tell me more. How does she feel? How does she feel about Cesar Millan? You know what? I got the three of cups, the Seven of Pentacles, and the Eight of Pentacles. I don't think that she's that mad. I mean, like, she's hurt, but I feel like her emotions are very controlled, and she's not acting belligerent and just like, oh, fuck him, fuck his craft, fuck whatever. I feel that she still believes in him. I think that it's almost like that's that dog. Like, okay, you have this type of animal, but I feel that whatever that he's either presented to her or shown her or what she's seen from him, she still believes in him. She still believes that he is who he says he is and that he just had a bad case. And I feel like she's so mature in a way that she thinks it's like, you can't fix everybody kind of thing. Like, you can't fix every dog. You can't always do everything perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the circumstances should have been different. This dog should have never been around my dog or whatever the case may be. But I don't feel like she's wholeheartedly like blaming Cesar Millan. Like, she believes in him. I feel that even like low key. What's at the bottom of this deck? Six of Cups. The bottom of this deck is Six of Cups. I low-key feel like she'll work with him again. I'm not even bullshitting. Like, and then the Two of Wands. Because whatever that he's bringing for Queen Latifah, I don't think that she can get it anywhere else. Damn. I don't know what happened. I don't know if this dog was just... because they did not explain how this happened. They just said that she brung her dog there and that dog, whatever, was known for doing these kind of things and mauled her damn dog to death. So I don't know if this dog was just like walking, you know, around and noticed her dog and ran up on it, you know, and mauled it like that. Or I don't know how it happened, but it's kind of like she's saying, like, how the image that I'm getting is that it's really just this damn dog. Like, they didn't have control. They did not know. They did not expect that this dog, not saying they didn't expect because of the history of the dog, but it was kind of like left field. Not that day, not that time. It was kind of random, really. And so that's the energy that I feel behind it, y'all. That's crazy. That's crazy. So, okay, let me pull these. What's happening? Y'all didn't tell me what type of gifts he really got, though. Let me see if I can find some more through these tarot cards without the archetype deck. What type of gifts does Cesar Millan have? What are his spiritual gifts? Maybe I'm not getting the answer that I'm looking for. What are his spiritual gifts? I'm getting it. Okay, so I got the Two of Pentacles the last time. Now I'm getting the Two of Swords, the Strength card, and the High Priestess. Yeah, it's the same thing. More about communication. This is a hit and miss. It's not always stable when he does this. Some take longer than others. Some people he has to work with for months. Some treatments are years. I didn't know this. Some treatments take years. Some treatments take months. That's really, really interesting. Child, I was not expecting it. Oh, shit. I dropped these damn cards. Okay, y'all. So that was some shit, okay? And I did not expect that to be... I did not expect that story. I did not expect that damn story, y'all. That is crazy. But I wanted to tell y'all, now that we're going to switch it up a little bit, I wanted to tell y'all about my experience with Grand Bois. Okay. And so, Grand Bois is very much an earth spirit. Okay, I'm not going to say too much about her because you need to, we ain't finna do it, okay? She's an elemental, nature-oriented Loa, closely associated with trees, plants, and herbs in Haitian Vodou. It says offerings to him include leaves and herbs, honey, and spice rum. So I ain't gonna confirm or deny that part. But what I will say, see, now what I will say about Grand Bois is that when Grand Bois was presented to me, she was presented as a man that turned into a woman, but I kept calling her she. So, you know, this is just my experience, okay? But let me tell you my dream with her. Okay. Usually when you see pictures of her, she has, and I never seen her before. This was after I had my dream, and then my godfather told me who it was, my Rev, who it was. And then I looked up, like, okay, let me see if I could see some images of her, a painting or something, to get like an idea. And that's when I was able to see that, you know, she's an elemental spirit, a earth type of element, and she has breasts and a penis, and she looks like she's rooted, you know what I'm saying? She reminds me of like a root, like her penis is like a root, and then her breast still represents, you know, Mother Nature still giving life, giving the breath of life, because, you know, plants and trees and stuff like that, they give life, they give oxygen, and we need that just as much as we need all the other things that make up life. So let me tell you this dream. I was in this house, right? And this house had like open bay doors or some shit like that. Open French doors or some shit. And when I seen her outside, she was wearing like a teal blue, like all teal blue. Like a button up shirt and shorts that matched. And it looked like kind of like a Hawaiian type of outfit. Like the print had like flowers and stuff on it. And, you know, she was actually light skinned. In the dream, she was light skinned, probably like, you know, my color, light skinned brown. And, you know, baby, I like them dark. Like a fucking blackberry, baby. Like dark. So, you know, I'm like, okay. But, she was looking at me. And when I say she, in this image, it was definitely a man. You know, I did see them as a man. Okay. I did see Grandbois as a man at first. And he had a haircut, like a fade. And he looked nice. And so I came outside, met him outside, and I'm looking like, oh, like, you know, what's up? Like, what are you doing here? Like, that kind of thing. Like, hey, like, what are you doing here? And so next thing I know, we outside, and it's nighttime. We outside, and it's nighttime, right? And we get in this, like, convertible, and it's top back. Baby, the top is back. And all of a sudden, I'm, like, leaned up next to her, like curled up next to her while she driving or whatever. And I look at her chest or whatever. And I see all of a sudden that she has breasts. And I'm like, at first I didn't see that she had breasts. But even though she had breasts, it was like, oh my God, like, oh my God, she's so, what the fuck? Like, you have breasts, you know, like you didn't tell me you had breasts. Like, you was, and the word that I kept hearing in the dream, and this is me. I kept hearing transgender. That's exactly what I heard in my dream. I can't make that up. Now, bitch, you can do a divination and verify if that shit was right or wrong or whatever the fuck, or if I'm making that shit up. But I'm telling you what I heard in my dream. And I heard the word trans and transgender is what I kept hearing. And so I'm looking like, why you didn't tell me you were trans? That's like literally the conversation that we were having. Like, why you didn't tell me that you were trans? Like, why you didn't tell me that you were both? And I guess that's just, I don't know why it was like that in the dream, but that's how it was. And so next thing I know, I'm still hugging up on her. I'm still kissing up on her. Like, I was just in love. Like, oh my God. I just felt so safe. Like, so safe. I just kept hugging her. She was so tall. She was so tall. And I was just hugging on her and whatnot. And I loved her for who she was. Like, I don't know. That's all. I wanted to be with her forever. Like, I did not want that dream to end. But yeah, she did turn into a woman, and then she went back into a man. And yeah. So that was my dream of Grandbois, and that's how she revealed herself. That's how that spirit revealed itself to me. So I ain't gonna tell you what that dream meant or what it was all about, because it's none of y'all business. But I just want to share with y'all, like, how the low I will come to you, okay? And the types of experience that you will have when you are on the path of vote due. And it's very important and pertinent that you have people around you that can relay messages and interpret your dreams for you. And interpret, and who knows who the fucking low I are. Okay? Because trust and believe, there's some fakes out here that's giving false information, false everything, baby. False manzes, false hoonsies out here, false hoogans. It's just all bad, baby. Just all bad out here. So these Loa are very, very powerful. All Loire are powerful. But there are certain Loire that are higher rank than others, or that are like the top, or like the first Loire to do this, or the first Loire to do that. And Grandbois is a part of that. So let me see here. Let me tell y'all what the fuck I just came across on this. Lord Jesus. Oh my God. I'm over here looking at Grandbois. Why the fuck I see some bullshit for Walmart.com, right? Talking about some Grandbois. I guess this is a CD or some shit. So I click on it like, what the fuck is this? Why the fuck there are some white fucking people, some white men, calling themselves grown box boys, and they got a fucking album called Grandbois, or whatever the fuck this shit is. They're called Grandbois too. I guess that's their other name, Grandbois. And it's named after the Haitian. Let me read this shit. Corey Sesnick, Michael Ward Bergerman, and Paul Clifford bring a unique blend of roots music from around the world, performed on an accordion, acoustic guitar, banjo, and harmonica, including a calabash, a UYEW tree log, and a freedom boot. Grandbois was named after the Haitian voodoo Loa spirit of the woods, Creole for great wood. You know what? Grandbois is the great spirit who resides deep in the woods and associated with the gateway between the spirit world and the living world, the management of time and medicinal healing. All of these things make appearances on this current album, which was recorded in the UK. What the fuck? I don't want to hear this shit no more. I'm done. I don't want to read this shit no more. It's just always some fucking, what? Are y'all initiated? I'm looking at these pictures. These motherfuckers holding voodoo dolls and shit. What is this? Get out of here. Listen, you motherfuckers. Y'all have y'all own shit. And I'm not going to tell y'all again. Y'all got y'all own fucking shit, okay? You better go look into your Celtic history, your Scandinavian history, your Roman Catholic history, your motherfucking all the shit that y'all done came up with and done took from us, bitch. Get the fuck back. We don't want you. Look, get the fuck back. Are y'all, I don't even think these motherfuckers is initiated. I don't know how the fuck they heard about Grandbois. Okay, but bitch, this ain't no motherfucking fairy tale. This ain't Disney Channel ho. This ain't a punk. This ain't no motherfucking Pocahontas movie, bitch, where you can sing to the colors of the wind and the colors of the world, bitch, and just pick up fucking dolls and shit and claim that it's Grandbois. This nigga got singing to this goddamn voodoo doll. I'm done. Okay, time to move on. What the fuck? I forgot to say Kwasimbo. And Bilolo to my mama, Danto. Okay, let's move on. All right, so now I just got to say this. I'm going to just say what the fuck is on my mind. And what's on my mind is don't break up with that bitch, okay? Break up with them if they disrespecting your sleep. And when I say disrespecting your sleep, meaning they keep fucking up your goddamn dreams. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about, oh, when you got your partner and they kind of wake you up in the middle of the night for some little cuddy or whatever, do your thing. I ain't talking about that. That ain't what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about that. Do your thing, okay? Do your thing. What the fuck I'm talking about is the motherfuckers that's out there that will be seeing you in a deep ass sleep sleeping peacefully in your goddamn bed on that, on your pillow or wherever you fell asleep at. And they will purposely wake you the fuck up and disturb your sleep. And they will wake you up in a harsh ass way to the point where you can't even fall back to sleep, or you don't even want to go back to sleep. You can't remember your dream when you wake up. You don't even know what the fuck. It's like so to the point of disrespect. Y'all don't understand how important sleep is in the DMT realm, and where the fuck you go psychologically and mentally when you it's the subconscious that you are tapping into when you go to sleep. You're tapping into the spirit world. So when somebody pulls you out of that shit when you're not fucking ready, I'm telling you, leave them. Don't even, I'm telling you, just leave them. Just leave them. And this is from past experiences. Like, I had an ex, I had a guy that I was with that, you know, I would sleep with him, da 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 da. We spend the night together, blah, blah, blah. That, he would violently wake me up, like, shake me awake. He was a narcissist, of course. Very narcissist, very selfish. Like, what the fuck are you waking me up to fuck you for? You're waking me up harshly to fuck you. And you're mad that I have an attitude because I don't want to fuck you. You know what I'm saying? And that's for somebody. Because somebody may be going through some bullshit that's similar to that. Or just somebody that's just waking them up. If it ain't your motherfucking kid that's waking you up out your sleep. And even your kid don't even wake you up on no bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? And kids be doing some darn things. Be doing the darnest things. But when a grown motherfucker, I'm trying to tell you, a grown motherfucker, male or female, your friend or your fucking lover, wake you up out your goddamn sleep, especially if it ain't nothing wrong and it's violent or harsh, disconnect for that bitch. I'm telling you. I'm fucking telling you. Okay? Because that is a part of abuse. Shouldn't nobody be waking you up like that? Shouldn't nobody be waking, I don't know who this is for, but shouldn't nobody be fucking disrespecting your goddamn peace like that? Your sleep is very peaceful. It's healing. Okay? Sometimes when you wake up, you feel better. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you wake up, you feel rejuvenated. You feel, like, strengthened. Like, you have more energy all of a sudden to do this or do that. It's like you can think clearer. You know, it's like a fresh start. So why the fuck will somebody bring you back into consciousness on some fuck shit like that? Disrespecting you. Shaking you awake. Pushing you awake. Or you have people, like, you'll be in a relationship with someone, or you know, you'll know somebody, you'll sleep with them or whatever, spend a night with them, and they fucking hit you awake and they hide their hand. They act like they don't know what made you wake up. Like, oh, you're up. Bitch, don't wake me up. I do not play around with my motherfucker's sleep. I have broke up with motherfuckers over my sleep. Do not wake me up. I'm telling you, do not do it. And do not allow somebody to do that to you. I'm so fucking serious about that. I don't even talk about to the point about your fucking alarm clock. Like, have set your alarm to a certain type of ringtone, a certain kind of stuff, because there's a certain way that you need to, it need to be ritualistic, the way that you come up out of your subconscious back into the conscious world. Because the stuff that you go through on the other side be so vivid and so lucid. You know what I'm saying? It's a process for coming the fuck back into reality. And you should not have to be disrespected or subjected to no bullshit of disrespect. Motherfuckers yelling your name. All kinds of shit. But it's really the motherfuckers that's doing stuff like pushing you or hitting you, smacking you in your head or some shit. And you like, what the fuck? All of a sudden you waking up. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck going on? They acting like they don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit I don't like. have something in my chest. That's the shit I don't like. Don't wake me up on my damn sleep. Protect your sleep. Your sleep's supposed to be very ritualistic, okay? It's a whole ritual when you go to sleep, preparing for bed. Do you know what I'm saying? Taking a shower, eating your snacks, watch your little show or whatever the fuck, doing your prayers, getting your fuck on. You know what I'm saying? Sitting on some damn dick before you go to bed. Like, there's a fucking ritual to going to sleep and then waking up. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking wake me up on no bullshit. If you have a motherfucker, a nigga that's calling your phone because you ain't woke up yet or they haven't heard from you yet and you're fucking asleep, oh my God, I'm telling you, the type of bitch I am, I don't do no talking. I may tell you once. If I really, really like you, I may question you or, like, you know what I'm saying? Give you the benefit of the doubt, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? What was going on this morning? Like, why are you calling me like that? Like, I really don't appreciate you. But then you have motherfuckers that will tell you or act like they don't care. They think it's funny or they'll do it again. You know what I'm saying? That's when, cut it off. Cut it the fuck off. I don't give a fuck if it's your baby daddy, your baby mama. Cut it the fuck off. Do not disrespect my motherfucking sleep like that. That is abuse. And then I used to wonder why you be so grumpy. Like, you be tired and you be feeling like, damn, I just want to go back to sleep. Like, the whole day your fucking shit be fucked up. Sleep is important. Your rest is important. Don't let nobody fuck up your rest. I'm telling you. That is spiritual. That is spiritual. Your dreams are spiritual. You begin visitations, all kinds of shit while you sleep. Don't allow nobody to fucking wake you up out your goddamn sleep in a violent and harsh way like that. If it ain't no emergency, like, motherfuckers would do that to you on a regular and disrespect you. Cut that shit the fuck off. I'm telling you, cut it off. I don't know who that's for. I don't know who need to hear that, but it's for somebody. And I'm letting you know, cut that shit the fuck off. It's not worth it. Like, I remember going to work sleepy, going to work tired because of a fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's a fuck nigga sitting next to me, waking me up out my motherfucking sleep on some dumb shit. Waking you up to argue. Then if you don't want to fuck him or if you don't want to do whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Then it's an argument. So then you're waking up arguing. Are y'all listening to me? Hell the fuck no. Cut that shit the fuck off. I'm serious. Like, for real. Like, sleep deprivation is the real thing. And motherfuckers, like, when people abuse you, when narcissists and stuff abuse you, they use sleep deprivation as a tactic because they need you grumpy, having an attitude, you agitated and shit. Fuck that. Understand what the fuck these motherfuckers is doing to you and be ahead of them. I'm telling you. Do what you gotta do to protect your peace. If you have to wake up and beat somebody ass, I'm telling you. Shout out to Ogu. Papa Ogu. Anyways, don't let nobody disrespect your motherfucking sleep. I'm telling you right the fuck now. You fuck with me. I'm telling you. You liable. I will fucking curse. I'll put a curse on your ass if you fuck with me like that. Okay, yo, you wanna fuck? You think sleep ain't serious? You think it's funny to fuck in my sleep? Okay, you ain't gonna sleep for a long time. You gonna be tired. You gonna fall asleep for hours and wake up tired as fuck. Just so discombobulated. That's how I'm gonna have your ass. So motherfucking disconnected. You ain't gonna be no, like, damn, I've been sleeping for how many, 9-10 hours, and I'm still fucking tired. I can't even function. I can't even read. Like, sleep is really important to me. Like, for real, for real. Some people, they can live off of 4 hours of sleep and shit like that, 3 and 4 hours of sleep. No, bitch, I need my 8-9 hours, ho. Seven is the limit. I can't. Okay. And I know there's a whole thing with spirituality and sleep, and that you really shouldn't be sleep. Some people, there's back and forth studies with like, oh, you shouldn't be sleep that long and blah, blah, blah. All that kind of shit, you know. And if you fuck up your sleep schedule, you can die early. Sleep is so important. I need y'all to understand, if you don't get like enough sleep, like that correlates to like your life's longevity, like your heart condition. Like, what the fuck? It's a whole lot that goes on with sleep. You will fucking die early fucking with a fuck nigga that won't let you sleep. Cause he think that you sleeping too long. And this is not nothing recent. Like, this is some old shit or whatever, but it's just the shit that you like look back on. Like, I can't believe that I was letting a nigga, I was working a 9-to-5 and letting a nigga like disrespect my sleep, knowing that I'm fucking tired. They know that you tired. That's the thing. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Fuck you. Fuck you in your sleep. Fuck you in your peace. Your sleep is your peace. Do you, like, when you see a baby sleeping, you do everything you can not to wake that baby up. When your mama in the room sleeping, you do everything you can not to wake your mama or your daddy up. You know what I'm saying? So for a motherfucker to disrespect you and wake you up on some fuck shit, I'm telling you, baby, is take that shit personally and take it to fucking heart and do what you fucking got to do, because that's disrespect. I'm serious. Don't wake me. You know what I'm saying? When you get woken up out your sleep the wrong way, you start crying. Motherfucker, you be seeing, you know, that's why you be seeing kids cry about their sleep. You know, even people, you see them start crying out their sleep, or they get real, like, emotional out of it. Because it's what the fuck? You be in such a place of contentment and just on a whole nother frequency. Why the fuck would you do that to me? Why would you scare me out my sleep? Why would you fucking disrespect me on my sleep? Wake me up harshly? No, baby. I'm telling you now. Let these motherfuckers go. Do whatever you got to do to get your motherfucking peace. Especially if you work in these 9-to-5s. We already did a podcast. We already did a show about these fucking working these long ass fucking hours and shit like that. And you, as soon as you get home, all you have time to do is eat, give your kids a bath, and go to fucking sleep and wake back up and do the shit again, bitch. Fuck that. You ain't waking me up on my motherfucking sleep. I'm serious. That's why I can't have a gun. Or I'm glad I didn't have a gun at that fucking time. Okay? So I was around guns and shit, but I wasn't like, I didn't have my own shit. Because I really think that I would have probably pulled it out on somebody. Like, get the fuck out of here. But this is why I need Vodou, because it really do help with your mindset in the way that you think. And I am a firecracker, and Dontor has told me this a lot, that I'm very much a firecracker, and I'm like her. I am very much a firecracker, and I'm a Cancerian woman. And so, yeah, I could be emotional, whatever, but do not let that shit fool you. I'm telling you now, don't let that shit fool you, bitch. I don't even know why people play with Cancer. And every time I read something about a fucking horoscope or a fucking Cancer, they talking about crying. The Cancer is crying. Bitch, I don't be, what are you talking about? Bitch, I will cry for 2 minutes and then turn around and smack the fuck out of you. Bitch, and I'm serious, okay? Every Cancerian I know got them hands. They nicest and sweet as pie. They know how to code switch and culture switch like a motherfucker, but get on their bad side. Cancer sun and what am I, Mercury in Cancer? But bitch, don't get it twisted. I will fuck you up, Venus and Virgo, ho. And I will cut my mouth is lethal as hell. And people be like, you don't even say... I mean, I do act like a Cancerian woman. It is in me. It brings me balance. But really, really, I'm very much a hot tamale. Very much a hot tamale. Very much about that. Yeah. I feel that And I feel like it's more of my environment because I felt like I've had to fight more and defend myself more. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have time to cry or whatever. Me crying will be out of frustration or out of anger. Me crying is, I'm about to beat your ass. That's when, you know what I'm saying? I'm about ready to cuss you the fuck out or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's what the tears be about. Don't get it twisted. I just gotta let y'all know. Don't get the shit twisted. So I guess this, episode is about dreams and about sleep and about, you know, protecting your motherfucking peace, because hoes out here will really try you. They really, really will. You know what I'm saying? And you will wonder why. I had this friend before I get off here. I had this friend and I would complain to her. See, this is why you got to watch your friends, okay? This is why you can't call everybody your friend, and you got to understand the different types of friends, okay? Because not everybody is your actual friend. There are different types of friends that are by you, okay? So I had this one friend, and I would complain to her about how I don't like how my ex was waking me up out of my sleep for fucking sex. And he will wake me... I don't want to wake up at 6 in the morning for sex. Wait until I wake the fuck up. We don't have to work today. You're not going to work. What are you doing? Like, why are you fucking waking me up? And though he never did it in a very sexy way. It was never in a sexy way. It was in an abusive, narcissistic way. Where it was like, he would like hit me. I would either be pushed or shooken awake. And then it's like, hold on. What happened? Like, you know, I'll kind of be waking up in a daze, like, oh, what's going on? That kind of thing. And I wouldn't fuck him. I would not even fuck him. You know what I'm saying? So it would cause an issue or whatever the fuck. I would not fuck him. Because no, fuck you. I don't care. You can sit there with your fucking balls blue, bitch. Whatever the fuck that shit is. Because no, I don't feel like fucking you. I don't want to. The fuck? My pussy's dry. What's wrong with you? Anyways. So... I would complain to her about, like, I don't like when he wakes me up. I really don't like it. I feel like it's disrespectful. Like, it brings me to the point of tears. Like, I don't like it. Like, it really fucking bothers me. He will not stop doing this. And I've expressed this to him, how it does not make me happy. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to really understand, like, this man was not waking me up in a way where you wake up your lover and you fuck on them and y'all go back to sleep or some shit. It was abuse. He would literally either shake me awake, push me where I'm damn near feeling like I'm about to fall off the bed or some shit. It was abuse. It's no sugarcoating that shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. That nigga was abusing me. I would say his fucking name, but it's like I have actual stalkers on here and I don't really want them trying to figure out shit and correlating shit back to me and knowing more personal shit about me. But that motherfucker was abusing me. I don't give a fuck. So I complained to her about this man and what he was doing, how I felt about it. And do you know that this bitch made it sound like it was something wrong with me? And she was like, I love when my boyfriend does that to me. I love this and it doesn't bother me. Oh, well, maybe there's something wrong with you. And maybe you don't like sex. And maybe something this. Cut motherfuckers like that off. Now. Cut motherfuckers like that off. I'm telling you now. Cut them the fuck off. Because you will have motherfuckers around you that are not on your frequency. And they will sit there and have you dealing with fuck shit. Because they got you thinking that something is wrong with you. When really you don't like that shit. For real. It's something wrong with that person. But since this bitch is under abuse in her own fucking way. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck would you sit there and tell me some shit like that? You stupid bitch. What the fuck? I'm telling you, I'm complaining. I've expressed, like, with emotion to this girl. And even, like, said how it made me cry. Da, 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 like, to that point. Like, if you hearing me express that, you my friend. You hearing me express that to you. Is that, what? Would you respond to them like that? Like, you know, what? That's what I'm talking about. Get these bitches out your fucking face. I'm telling you. Cut these hoes off. You don't need no damn friends. If you have to literally, like, deal with people like this, that's encouraging bullshit. You will have family members that will encourage you to deal with a fuck nigga because that's all that they fucking know, my nigga. And you sit in your head knowing that this nigga is not shit and that you deserve way better and that you can actually get way better. But what the fuck? You have dumbass bitches around you that's encouraging this fucking behavior. And making it seem like there's something wrong with you for not accepting or going along with this nigga's fuck ass behavior. Cut them the fuck off. And let me tell you this right the fuck now. I do not talk to that bitch no more. Just like I don't talk to that nigga no more. I don't talk to that bitch. She was cut off right with his motherfucking ass. Both stupid as fuck. And that's why she ain't with her abusive ass boyfriend either no more. Now, was I sitting over there telling her to fucking be with that abusive ass nigga? He throwing her phone and throwing her glasses out the window and shit? What the fuck? So it's like, watch the friends that you keep and trust your motherfucking self, okay? Because that's all that you got at the fucking end, I'm telling you. And protect your motherfucking sleep and your goddamn peace. Cut these hoes the fuck off as soon as you see it. Let me get it out. If you relay some information, some deep information, some heartfelt information that's concerning you, bothering you on your heart, and you get a fuck ass reaction to it, and it make you start to feel crazy, baby, your answer is right now. And I'm glad that you're listening because I'm here to tell you, cut them the fuck off. Pronto. Immediately. That bitch don't got no sense. Them hoes don't got no sense. They like that shit. They like to be abused. They like to be mushed in the face by a nigga. They like to be fucking stressing out and being woken up and smacked awake and shit like that. That's what the fuck them bitches like. That's not for you. Girl, hell the fuck no. 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 It's not worth it. Keeping people around you, that's not in your best interest. I'm telling you. People like that are on assignment. Like, you know how in church they be like, they on assignment to kill you. The devil's on assignment. Yeah, these motherfuckers really be on assignment to really have you fucked up in the head. To really make you like, not believe in yourself, to really break you down. Yeah, baby. They be really doing that triangulation shit. Because why the fuck would she tell me some shit like that? I'm over here crying to this bitch. Like, I've had it. I don't like it. I don't want it. You must not like sex. Bitch, I love sex. The fuck you talking about? Ain't nothing wrong with me and ain't nothing wrong with my motherfucking sex life. Do you see how motherfuckers will try to turn shit on you? Oh my God. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit all the time. And that's why, girl, I'm trying to tell you, these bitches out here will have you fucked up. They will have you fucked up thinking some bullshit. Like, oh, maybe it is me. And you still hurt and upset, but it doesn't change how you feel. You still hurt and upset. Nah, stop. Stop. What is that shit called? Repressing emotions. Stop repressing your emotions. What is it? Repress or suppress? Sorry. I think it's both. Stop suppressing your emotions. For real. Stop it. So, let me see what else I want to talk about. I want y'all to know that y'all are loved. Like, for real, for real. Y'all are loved. And, you know, they talk. Let's finish it. I was finna wrap this shit up, but now I got an image in my head. Listen. You gotta watch who you fall asleep in front of. Here we go. Y'all gotta watch who y'all fall asleep in front of. Like, for real, for real. Motherfuckers will take pictures of you. Motherfuckers will take videos of you. Of you sleep. Doing all kinds of shit to you. They be fucking with you while you sleep. Oh my God. I could really go on and on about this kind of shit. Like, your sleep is important, baby. You got to understand the portals that you go through and how you are not really on this earth when you fucking go to sleep, and how motherfuckers will try you while you sleep. It's fucking important that you protect your motherfucking energy. This is what you need to do. If you are in a situation like similar to what I just explained, you need to always, like I said, like I already told you motherfuckers, keep a candle lit. That's number one. Keep a candle lit by your damn bed. Okay? Keep a tea light. Keep a whatever the fuck you keep. A Dollar Tree candle. Whatever. Keep a fucking white candle lit by your goddamn bed. Secondly, always pour Florida water. Sprinkle Florida water all over your bed. Sprinkle Florida water all over your bed. Okay? For protection and for peaceful sleep. Okay, and I ain't talking about making your own Florida water, because baby, in Voodoo, in Haitian Voodoo, we use the Florida water, the fucking, what's this shit called, Murray's and whatever, Florida water, the traditional Florida water, that's what we use. You can use your own Florida, you can make Florida water if you want to, but I'm telling you, in Voodoo, at the ceremonies, at whatever, we use traditional Florida water. We don't do them hoodoo bullshit. We don't do that hoodoo shit. Okay? Got to clear that up for y'all. Secondly, what else do I want to say about this? I'm just kind of like, this is a mess. Like, y'all gotta watch who y'all fall asleep in front of. Plus, people really do stuff to you. They take advantage of you when you sleep. They test you. People will talk to you while you sleep to see what you gonna say. Because half the time you be, I call it drunk sleep. I used to have a boyfriend. This is another guy. I used to have a boyfriend that, this is, oh my God, let me tell y'all this. I used to have this boyfriend, right? And I will go to his house, and he was a Gemini, and I cannot stand Geminis. Like, I fucking cannot stand, like, Gemini men, every Gemini man I ever fucking even, like, from my friends to me. Like, all the Geminis that I ever heard of, that I've been surrounded by, something is fucking wrong with them. Like, seriously. Anyways. So, I had this Gemini boyfriend, but the sex is good. The dick, Gemini dick is good. Okay, Gemini dick is good. But they dumb as fuck. Okay, so I had this Gemini boyfriend, and I would go and I would see him every day. I would go to his house, blah blah blah, we would chill, he would come over here, or I'll go to his house, and he would kind of get attitudes while I was there, but wouldn't really say nothing or speak on it or whatever. He would kind of let it go or be passive about it. And then when I would come home and go to sleep, because I would come home, you know, at like 10, 11, whatever the fuck, I'll come straight to sleep. Come home and go, get straight to bed. So he will call me at like probably around 12 or 1, like when I first hit that like REM sleep, like that deep sleep, and start asking me questions. And I would be like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like, One night he did that, and I said, why the fuck do you keep calling me so late talking about whatever, you know what I'm saying, but you don't want to talk about it in person? And I said, you keep calling me because you think that I'm out of it, like I'm drunk or something, like I don't know what I'm saying, and you're trying to get information. And honestly, I don't remember his response, but it was like he was caught. I do remember him sounding like he was caught. But I don't really remember his response, because this was like years ago. But this is something that he would do. He would call me while I was out of it. Like, and he knew that I would pick up the phone, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you know, in a relationship or whatever, anything could be going on, whatever, you usually pick up the phone for your loved one, whatever. So I would pick up the phone, and I'll be kind of like, so out of it, I'll just, you know, say whatever, and not say whatever. I kind of knew what I was saying, but at the same time, I just didn't give a fuck about what I was saying. I wasn't trying to like sugarcoat nothing or whatever. I was just tired. Do you feel what I'm saying? People will play games with you because you're vulnerable when you sleep. I need y'all to motherfucking know this. Like, right the fuck now. Like, right now, I need y'all to understand. Protect yourself when you sleep. There needs to be a ritual that you do to prepare yourself for sleep. Especially if you are not, like, single. For real. And you have a partner. Okay. There needs to be boundaries for your sleep. You know what I'm saying? Don't come and keep violating me. Some men, even if they're doing it in a loving, passionate, loving way, stop fucking trying to fuck on me while I'm asleep. You don't know what you're doing. Like, you don't know what exactly what's going on with me while I'm in this damn element right now. You don't know where I'm traveling to. You don't know who's coming to communicate with me tonight. You don't know these things. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep thinking just because I'm your woman and with the whoop, I have to just fucking open my... Like, that's... It's a... Man. Listen. I need y'all to understand that y'all sleep is important and that y'all need to fucking protect yourselves when y'all are asleep. Okay? I'm not going to keep dragging it out. That's the message. Let's end this with a divination. What messages do the ancestors have for the collective that are under the sound of my voice right now? Oh, what messages? Bila Bila, Congo. Oh, oh, oh. What messages do you got for the collective that's under the sound of my voice regarding tonight's message? What messages do you have for them? Let me kind of switch this up a little bit now. I think I'm gonna. Let me see. Let's end this with a slower beat, slower tone. Sorry, y'all. Okay, so what messages do you have for the diaspora? The collective that is listening to me, who are under the sound of my voice, what message do you have for them tonight? Five of Cups, Seven of Pentacles, Five of Wands. This message was for somebody, for real. Definitely. Then I have the Magician at the bottom of the deck. The Magician is in reverse. Somebody out there, they're feeling very disconnected from themselves. They're feeling dispirited, detached. That they're not really seeing any movement. That they're feeling stalled. There's a lot of arguing, conflict that's around them. They may have a busy type of home environment. Busy type of work environment. You are constantly on the go and it's constantly busy. There's always friction that you're meeting up against. Okay. Let me see here. Seven of Cups. Some of y'all are also trying to make a decision. Make a decision on whether you're trying to leave somebody or is this relationship worth it for you. The Seven of Cups for me also represents dreams. And some of you haven't dreamt in years. And it may be because of your environment and your relationships with certain people. So the ancestors are telling you to take a look into why you are feeling so disconnected to yourself and so deprived spiritually. Because I got the Five of Cups, the Seven of Pentacles, and then the Five. There's a lot of change, a lot of choice, and needing freedom. Some of y'all don't want to be independent. It's time for you to be more independent, and y'all are not ready to do that. Or can't do it. You know what I'm saying? At this time, the ancestors want to free you up from this. They need you to be more open to how they're going to do this for you. Okay. To change your circumstances and to change your situation. Okay. What else messages do you have for those? I'm just trying my voice. Ten of Cups, Page of Swords. Okay, I got Five of Cups, Five of Wands. Now I got Five of Swords. Okay, so this is the family dynamic. Okay, the Ten of Cups. Your happiness is in your joy is being disrupted. Okay, your happiness and your joy is being disrupted, and it's time for you to get your strength back. Okay, it's time for you to get your strength back. Your power and strength is in your will. You have to understand that and remember that about yourself. You have your own willpower. Okay, and you have to believe in what is being shown to you and what is being said to you. Don't let nobody tell you that the color of milk ain't white or the sky ain't blue, okay, and that the ocean don't smell like seawater. The fuck don't. And that a duck is a swan. Don't have them play you. You know what's best for you. And you're going to continue to be in this conflict if you do not step up and make that change for yourself, is what I'm seeing with that Page of Swords. Mm-hmm. I'm over here yawning. It's time to make a choice, and you may have to make a big sacrifice regarding your family, regarding your family's dynamic. You might have to make a choice. So, I'm going to do one more reading with my CBD deck. Hold on. Alrighty. So at the bottom of the deck, it says, see a loved one. The better we know someone, the easier it is to stop seeing them. Ooh. As you sit with someone you care about today, take in the person you see. Notice their eyes, their hair, and the way they move and talk. Consider the unlikely circumstances that brought them into your life. There's no need to try to feel anything in particular. Just observe. Woo! That's the overall energy. Okay, let's look at these cards. So it says, seeing anew. Let me see here. They keep talking about the vision, observing, okay? Studying things carefully, taking in the notice of the construction, the smells of things around you. Hear the sound. Hear the sounds around you. Hear what people are telling you. It says, look for other opportunities today to see your world as it is for the first time. Okay, so they keep talking about the vision of your environment and where you are at. Okay, so then I have the card for I am here. I feel like I've pulled this card before. This is another message. Again, they want you to do this again. Sit or stand comfortably in a quiet place. Allow your eyes to close. As you breathe in, think to yourself, I am. As you exhale, think here. Repeat this for a few minutes. I am here. I am here. Notice how your mind and spirit respond to this simple declaration. Return to this practice during the day with your eyes open as needed to affirm your place in this world. The last card I have is breathe with a problem. Okay. They say, notice how emotions show up for you. Okay. There are a lot of things that come to mind that are unresolved problems in our life that causes triggers. Okay. Does it manifest as physical tension, mental strain, a sinking sensation in your spirit? Spend a few minutes breathing with whatever you find without trying to change how you're feeling. Practice making space for all of your experience. Yo, I can't make up the message. That this is how I know that I channel and that I'm spiritual as fuck. The fact that I don't have to come on here with a fucking script. And how the readings will align at the end, the message will align at the end, how things just align for the diaspora at the end. You know what I'm saying? This is why I feel, and this is how I know that when I get on here, it's not out in vain. It's not out in vain. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting on here to send a message, a vibration, a sound, a frequency to those in need. I want you to know that you are loved, and I want you to know that you are very important, and that your spiritual journey is just beginning, that it's not over. Okay, it's just beginning. I don't care how long you've been doing this. It's just beginning where it's at. I thank you for allowing me to bless your ears. I'm thankful that you are a listener of mine, and I hope that I was able to pour into your spirit something beneficial and something that can be nurtured and to grow into something more. I hope that you find your strength and understand your willpower, because your willpower is already within you. That is it. That is all. If you would like a reading, please book with me. You can book with me through email. If you don't have an Instagram, thegifted.odon@gmail.com. If you have Instagram, my link is in my Instagram bio, thegifted.odon. The YouTube, thegifted.odon. No, it's not thegifted.odon. It's thegiftedodon. And we are out. Good night. So I want to do something a little bit different. I don't usually do this. And if you are still tuned in, I thank you for still being tuned in. But I do want to do this prayer for you. So I do speak in tongues. And I channel whatever spirit needs to send out, you know. And I feel that if you have been listening to this for this long and that you didn't turn off the damn episode, then you are meant to hear this. And I'ma just let it go. I'ma just let spirit do its thing. I don't really know how to explain my gifts to that capacity yet. But just listen and feel and keep your third eye open, keep your ears open, keep your mind open while I'm doing this. Ol usile fendu shaus abulens mandoli talfau en lanjun jamanje o sanvandoro mande besule mondili pintile pa sukandal java mvundi ambantis nemen dioli salaki pukoelu meisinyan anchiniki impulora santa falu mandi enye bunkundese Mankunde sana pontushi le vafunta isa bahule tembe. Pankunde seka lultin tanamandal. Vande me shene mokondo shalala susu te bafete pukulu sao. Mendana mando nana sundushe ne mankwele. Bwase si pusiela. Mienara mande su ne vepul. Men manjeno bofon vare me ninya. Bakule bas di isu ne me vufare me mini. Go jebelo sote sepende. Mansana pal bemi untuntana mantishe me akul be fenderi mi til ma ansina hanlo dava boshina be pile banden sine menyo lo mondal menya tushene mente fangonda in de meno kund elebe kunti sipiol banden hanhun sama hantu sam pakula monda sal shafai sil Bensa na pokuro pahale nyo nana santas mango sele hise behoshana nti le pulol ndana mam tikita kolo jenda vam luno mandelu jenda mandele bokolo sana mantile monde me nyo no manjelu shimi fitu rivishiki onso no mantele ge kande pekende me kakando sa mandelu ndana makandi pihu su mandishimo shei vafufu le bahasu to fombol bololo sana ba tukto prama mambu ye me na mandekeil miende sinne ne no nishena vokushi ba god sati tiksa mantelu dende me pepilo roma mampon Andora mandi shubu kota beshiki a klo san a loko sandi de fenvon van vaseme mun. Baba si tu se manaman bo shila bo ribi bib. Pura mendi ya bongkondo repeti ki ya bakosu remende la bandu ribi bib se no kurdi sheko. Tisi kala bondo remande sa kal a ka kukuribi ikine a a shina ve venzo de repeti jo jama wuela. Injo manjo na manjel. Ji vivu vofe me mon sene man ti se te fe fon vofo ka bol. Zama sin ti pu ko shalal. Zende bo kondan bolo te me neve felo. Me ono no kondan ji mon ti ti be me malo di be kan ti pu ko de be hakal. Aka ui ya bo ele se ti si mon. E lanshene min sundare ve vendora man bao. I ui ka man yo so kuel. Essa mont boss montel joburi baby zundora ma ballo te deven anje jamo kontik enganten gando kon la la konte sabuel bele vendre meni be monda salaballa dura me daval buile be mon dievoal Suman buela mondiela hakanti kilo man I fonda la so semenye menye pokusha pokula sa sandro mondo ribe pone mamanjo I voya vuele monse mi sente indiana mantin sine kantiela Jungandela akad mongola hakuya la maipua la bal. Bilo samamon valari bivova genial. Jink on urimi hindia sapu suripi. London and Sunday cinema jira. Vavondamba urimi ii ilwola. Jinjan andisona ma bele. Bwele vefando buku desa. Monda senabakasi kadosa. Bukala lishimo mwoy hushivya. Munye mendein sanamando sobo boy 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 shia. Mebe sinendurava haku unye mandoku ileleve kuyi bebe. Uzo mandiye deba mjuja boy jeve mkonta sarabaye. Burrumi dente sanama pola la sel. Isa manje na vak ile me non yala akala u yala wa lo lo lu yala wa la poal fa lo busa baka vive la bashi Isa maruja That is the message. That is the prayer. Now, I'm not gonna do a divination about what that prayer was. I want whatever you felt to be what you felt. Whatever came to mind, whatever messages that you received from that, I want you to just sit in that. You know, I don't want to put anything in your mind. If you want to message me about it, you have the email, you have the information, you can message me about it, you can get a reading about it, we can do a lot, but yes, I speak in tongues, and I channel. So, that prayer was for you, and nothing but positive energy. And blessings and love towards you. And just know that you have someone that is spiritually connected, that is really about that life, praying for you, not just saying it. Have a good night.